two, three, go.
All aboard!
Welcome back, friends, to the What, Where, When, the show that gets you clued into the gigs worth seeing in the city, and you get to hear some tracks from those artists just to raise that excitement level all that much higher. I'm Six, your guide through this musical wilderness. It's been a big couple weeks in Toronto, and a big couple weeks for us, since there's never enough time to talk about all the shows I want to. There's a new segment starting today. It's called the 30-Second Playlist, and basically we put my fast-talking skills to the test. We're going to see how many shows I can list off in 30 seconds. Each week I'm going to try and best that. We also have a new Facebook page to keep you in the loop for all the musical escapades happening here. There's a link at the bottom of this post. Click it, like AudioLust, and never be lost again. What else has been going on in this city? Well, Toronto has officially been called the best city for music in the world, all thanks to The Grid. And yes, I get that they're a local paper, and that's cool. It doesn't mean they're biased. It's still a great city. We've been saying this for years. They're citing bands like Feist with her new album Metals that just came out. Fucked Up just came out with a new album there, which is getting a lot of attention. Astra's new album. We've got Tokyo Police Club, The Weeknd, plenty of others that are just making the city more and more the place to watch for new music. What else has been going on? A big couple weeks for the internet. Of course, SOAP has been all over the net with the Stop Online Piracy Act and huge protests going on all over the net. Wikipedia was down. I'm sorry if you couldn't get your homework done that day. I had a good time following Herpderpedia, the Twitter feed that basically just retweeted all of these 16-year-old kids freaking out because they couldn't get their homework done. Really amusing stuff. So after all of these websites went dark, of course, a bunch of congressmen backed out of their support of this bill, and it has been benched for the time being. So how did the Fed celebrate? Well, they go and shut down Mega Video. And of course, this is just more proof you should never start a war on the internet, because what happened? Anonymous went and shut down a whole bunch of websites, including some from the FBI and the White House. They shut down Universal Music Group's website, the Music Picture Association of America, and the Recording Industry Association of America's websites. Proof that no one is untouchable in this global village of ours. So let's turn our attention to the first track of the evening. This is from a really great band called Nightbox. Saw them for the first time at Indie Week at the Underground Garage. Don't know if you've ever been there, but it's really not a big venue. This room is fairly small, totally packed with people when I saw them, and they managed to dance around on what little space they had to work with, got the entire crowd moving. And this song I'm about to play really stuck with me from their performance. They just were so exuberant while playing it, showed they were having a lot of fun and really got into this track. It's called Relocate You. Check them out on January 28th. That's a Saturday. They're playing with the Balconies at the Horseshoe. It's $10 at the door. Well worth the money to see some awesome bands play. Here it is on the What, Where, When, the track Relocate You from Nightbox.
Relocate you to a better place, away from space.
listening to the What, Where, When here on audiolust.ca. My name is Six. Some sad news that happened this past week. We lost yet another great one. Etta James passed away. Absolutely phenomenal blues and R&B singer. So sad to see her go. Of course, her biggest hit was that song, At Last. She's been nominated for countless Grammys, even won a couple. She will definitely be missed. So because of that, this week's Obsession Track of the Week is a song from her. This is her rendition of the track I'd Rather Go Blind. Absolutely beautiful, totally haunting. She really has a way of just emoting her pain in a way that I have not seen many other people be able to do. Check it out. There's a link right at the bottom of this post for that. So give it a listen while we remember the great one that was Etta James. On the upside, we got some really great new music this week from the Darcys. They just released their new album, Asia, which is their interpretation of Steely Dan's Asia. So far, I'm really digging it. Haven't heard too much that I can complain about. I really like the way that they've used their sounds, like the way they've used their voices. Their layering's really great. Take a listen. Get back to me. Either shoot me a tweet at AudioLessBlog, hit me up on Facebook, or leave a comment here. I want to know what you guys think about this album as well. So let's head on to our second track of the night. We're going into the land of post-rock for this one. This is from an instrumental band called This Will Destroy You. The original track is really, really ambient. I like the remix of it a little bit more. This track is called Black Dunes. I like the remix a bit more just because it adds a bit more texture. Still very ambient, still very calm, but that texture definitely does make the song pop. They are playing at Lee's Palace on February 4th, which is a Saturday. They are on at midnight. If you're organized not like me and get your tickets in advance from the usual vendors, you're going to pay $12.50, or you can try your luck at the door and pay $15. So here's the Holy Others Woman in the Dunes remix of Black Dunes by This Will Destroy You. Don't forget to check them out on the 4th. You are listening to the What, Where, When on audioless.ca.
glitter pen. No ODs.
Audioless.ca. Tragedy has struck the village. And by tragedy, what I really mean is change. And by the village, what I really mean is Tim Hortons. I think it only takes one minor Facebook modification to realize how difficult we all are at coping with change and how much we like to complain about it. And of course, this whole Tim Hortons changing up their cups thing, it's been all over the internet and it's been quite a headache. Obviously, the first day I forgot, got a coffee that was way too big. Half of it went cold. I threw it out. Huge travesty. Travesty in the name of coffee, especially coming from a former barista. Any drop is a huge loss. Here's the thing, though. It's just a cup size change. I mean, in the end, it kind of works for me. I get to now get a medium coffee instead of a large, feel a little bit better about myself while I'm drinking it for some weird reason, because, you know, that's the way it works. But this extra large cup, man, it's friggin' huge. This thing's a beast. I don't know how anyone can drink it. If you've been able to drink it without your coffee getting cold, you know what? I might even give you a standing ovation. Shoot me a text or something if that's actually happened. Let me know. Or just like shoot me a video of you doing it, because frankly, I kind of want to see that go down. In any event, I want to know how you're coping with this whole Tim Hortons change, because I'm guessing you drink about as much as Timmy's as I do. And for me, I just modified my cup, but did you modify what size cup you order? Or did you modify your concoction of milk to sugar to coffee ratio in order to accommodate? I don't know. Shoot me a comment. Let me know. And we will take a poll here on audiolust.ca and see if this whole change business is actually for the better. In happier news, I have Tool tickets. I have Tool tickets. And yes, I'm bragging about it because I'm really flippin' excited. They are playing at the ACC, which, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of the ACC, but I'll take it. Tool's, I think, one of those bands that can pull it off. I'm so pumped for it. You don't even know. It's going to be a great show. Once it's over, you can look it up here on audiolust.ca and see my review. It will be here, hopefully with some pictures if I can sneak a camera in. All right, well, get your pens and pencils ready. I think it's about that time.
30-second playlist.
All right, here we go. The list begins now. All right, so we've got Tool playing January 25th at the ACC. The Kills play February 7th at the Cool House. Lamb of God is at the Phoenix on the 28th. We've got These Electric Lives at the Drake January 25th, $10 at the door. ASAP Rocky playing a sold-out show at the Mod Club January 27th. Also on the 27th, Smith Westerns at the Horseshoe. We've got Cursed Arrows at the Garrison February 3rd. Young Empires at the Horseshoe on February 3rd, $10 there. The Wooden Sky and Dan Megan are playing in Guelph at the River Run Center January 27th, and oh my god, okay, time's up. I do want to finish that sentence, though. So what I meant to say was the Wooden Sky, Dan Mangan are playing in Guelph at the River Run Center. It's $27. They're playing on February 3rd. So how many was that? Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm going for 9. So next week, or in 2 weeks, rather, I'm going for at least 10 in 30 seconds. Let's see if I can do it. I'm not going to lie, that was a little tiring, and I need a bit of a break. So let's take a drive on out to the Cliché Café, why don't we?
Oh, hi! Didn't see you there. You're about to enter the Cliché Café. The lyrics you're about to hear have not been altered and belong to the songwriters and bands who created them. As such, colorful language may occur. If you're easily offended, our deepest sympathies. Please listen with discretion. If you're not, well, you probably won't notice. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Shh, 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 shh. You hear that, man? That's the sound of change. That's the sound of revolution. That's the sound of metal. Here in the Cliché Café, we don't discriminate, we don't abbreviate, we perpetuate the love of the lyrical form. On the pedestal this week, for all to hear, the works of Sixth ringing clear, Flogging the Horses. Cue the stereotypical drums. Flogging the Horses reports in the office. Camels walking free, drinking honey tea. Flogging the Horses reports in the office. Camels walking free, drinking honey tea. Let's encourage the freedom of speech, then kill it with a bullet down on its knees. Rampant remains. Shattered disdain, your work is gone and the trauma lives on. Rampant remains, shattered disdain, your work is done. The trauma lives on. Let chickens escape their torturous fate. Let eagles fly in the wild. Let knowledge be learnt from the chosen child. Jesus, wait for something wild. You talk of the sane, so show it the way. The world is ours to feed. But then you open the door and everyone hits the floor. Why should these people bleed? No signs of boots to free, to the loot all they can see. We traveled so far, we traveled so far. Boots on the loose, goose in a noose. Why all this envy and hate? Shape me a tooth to replace like a spoof. Still looks real all the same. Let apes roam free. Let people be what they are and are. 9 to 5 ain't the same in the wild. Let apes roam free. Let people be what they are and are. 9 to 5 ain't the same in the wild. Washed up crows and unwashed clothes. The mile isn't done till you run through the hum. Empty shoes drowned by those fools all together. Bitter weather, it's the same as ever. When is never? This week we weep, then back. Asleep we fall into the same old shoe. Into the same old shoes. You fall into the same old shoe.
Don't touch my stereo, Bob.
Audioless.ca.
Sure.
fun track by Camp Radio called The Girl Who Stole My Motorbike. They are playing at the Horseshoe on Tuesday, January 31st, which is, of course, New Music Night. They're on at 9, and it's totally free. What a better excuse to go out and check out some new bands. They remind me a lot of, like, old school Ramones. Really great album. Every song I've heard from them, lots of power pop songs to sing along to rock out to. Head over to their website if you want to listen to some more tracks. I'll see you on the 31st for that show. Now, before we bring this show to a close, I've actually got a homework assignment for you. So this past week, John K. Samson, poet, guitarist, and lead singer of The Weaker Thens, was doing a book signing / live reading at Type Books. Now, I couldn't go, and The Weaker Thens is one of my favorite bands, totally heartbroken over this. So here's your assignment. If you or anyone you know have pictures, audio, video from that signing, get it to me. Share it. Don't hog it all for yourself, because I am so heartbroken that I didn't get to see it and I need to see some footage. So you can shoot me a tweet with a link, post it on here, join the Facebook page and post it there. Somehow get me some footage of this little shining at Type Books. So that brings another episode of the What, Where, When to a close. Thank you very much for tuning in. I will see you all in 2 weeks. Until then, happy listening and have some great time at shows. See you in 2 weeks. 6 over and out.